Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 56 on freebies. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So I find that most people enjoy freebies or free things or swag or whatever you want to call it. You know, whether you're at a convention or you're happening to get something special because it's your birthday or because you found a really great deal on something or any amount of anything that's free tagged on, most people enjoy. Or they're willing to look through things for better deals, let's say. So I wanted to have an episode on freebies because there's actually a lot of freebies that a lot of people don't know about. And some of them are somewhat hidden, but most of them are relatively easy to access and even look at. There are lists online, so I'm going to go over a few of them and see what we can find today. So one of the things that kind of recently fell off is that Amazon used to have websites that they'd give you freebies on free products to be able to put a review up for it. And now, while some of these sites still exist, they can't actually request that you do reviews on them anymore because it's against the terms of service for Amazon. So basically, you're kind of signed up for them and saying that you do reviews, even though you're not required to do one if you're getting a free product. Now, the sites have changed, and some of them have kind of gotten meshed together into different things, but some of them that are still around are sites like Vipon and Expert, and both of them have either highly reduced prices for people that are members of their sites, or they have free items every once in a while. And there's a couple of other clubs that are out there that you can sign up for that do give you free offers and things like this, so that you can go through and make it so that basically you're getting a product for free with a coupon code, they send it to you, and then it's on you whether or not you do a review. Now, as I said, you're not required to do any reviews because as per the Amazon terms of service, you don't have to. But if you don't, then I find most of these sites are going to stop sending you free offers because they do check your account and make sure that you still have reviews coming out. And if you're not doing reviews, then basically there's no point in sending you freebies. So those are a couple of the sites that are out there. Obviously, if you Google, you could probably find a good number of them that you'll be able to sign up for and get free stuff from. I've actually gotten a lot of reduced price stuff from different places. Vipon, before it was Vipon, was another one. I think it was AMZ Review, and I was getting a ton of stuff all the time for them. Like, basically, it's like Christmas for me. I was getting a package every couple of days or every day in some weeks, and it was just either free or highly reduced prices on some things. Now, given most free stuff that you're going to get off of Amazon is kind of crap, basically, but it's really cool if you need something specific that you might be able to find for free that you need to replace relatively frequently. Like, for instance, I got a lot of different iPhone charging cables off of Amazon through this services because it was free and I use iPhone cables all the time. Now, a lot of them only lasted a few months or maybe half a year and I ended up throwing them out, but you know, free is free, and if you have something that works, even if it's for half a year, then it's something that works for half a year. So that's pretty cool. Now, along with that, there is actually an Amazon giveaway sign up that you can do. So if you're a member on Amazon and you've bought anything on Amazon, or actually, I don't even think it requires that you be a member, you can sign up for Amazon giveaways. Now, this does make it so that you get a daily email from Amazon giveaway that shows you all of the giveaways that people are doing through Amazon. So that's to say that, like, say for instance, I put an ebook up on Amazon and I wanted to give it away to 100,000 people today because I just felt like giving it away. Because the more that you give something away, the more people, you know, word of mouth grows and you start to get benefits from it. So that's one of those things that you see inside of Amazon giveaway. There's a lot of different like ebooks that are on there. Sometimes there's like a chance at winning. You know, you enter inside of a sweepstakes. Sometimes you have to watch or subscribe to a YouTube channel or like a Facebook or something like this to enter or to get your freebie. But they do send you freebies on a daily basis. You're able to go through and look through them. Some of them are just as simple as just clicking. And honestly, like every once in a while, there's some really cool shit on there. And while the chances might be like 1 in 30,000, let's say, sometimes you're that 1 in 30,000 and it's pretty cool. And on the on the other end of that is that most of the time, if you do enter these contests, if it's something that you want, for instance, they're going to give you a coupon for it. So I found that the majority of these different giveaways through Amazon Giveaway, even if you lose the contest and don't win the item, for instance, you'll get like a 15% or 20% off coupon on the item so that you can get it, or like free shipping or any number of other little perks to just clicking, essentially. And it's a pretty cool thing. If you're not part of it, I'd recommend it because it doesn't cost anything and it definitely doesn't hurt to try, you know? And basically, it's kind of like a page out of the book for old giveaways, you know, when they used to have stuff inside of magazines where you'd send in like a postcard or a letter to be able to join. And actually, the majority of giveaways these days still do the same thing. No purchase required kind of giveaways and sweepstakes. All of them are very similar. You know, you could do like one per day. You could send in a letter or a postcard. And as long as you have the right thing inside of it, like your name, address, phone number, they'll go ahead and enter you, and you can do that like once per day. It's just these days, it isn't really worth it to do because the price of stamps kind of offsets it. So they do a lot more giveaways these days through like Facebook and through different programs where you can go and like, you have to do Facebook likes, Google Plus subscriptions, YouTube likes, Google Plus, all, you know, everything. It's all over the place. I said Google Plus twice there, by the way, but I'm just pointing out that there's lots of different giveaways that you can join, and the majority of them allow you to do multiple entries with additional means, basically more promotion of whatever entry or site you're trying to get into. Now, also, besides just all of these different ones that are including like purchasing things that you can get through Amazon and such, there are some actual like full-on legit freebies that you might have to like go through and maybe sign up for an email subscription or something for. But a lot of these can be found if you just go and you go like Reddit freebies and look through. There's several Reddit freebies that you can look at, and they just, people on a daily basis will list whatever freebies they come across. And sometimes they're really spectacular freebies, you know? So if you get bored and you're really into getting free stuff or even just stuff in the mail, you might want to go ahead and check it out. Also, Slick Deals usually has stuff up that you might be able to get, like a free item with a dollar or two shipping, something like that. So that's definitely worth checking into if you enjoy getting packages, because, I mean, I'll be honest, part of the reason that I'm part of Amazon Prime is because I like getting stuff fast and I like just getting packages. It's just cool to me. So that's part of the reason. And if I can get packages at a reduced or free price, then I'm probably going to do it because it's just cool to have something waiting for you in the mail. So beyond just like Reddit freebies and Amazon freebies, there's something that I know everyone is relatively familiar with. In some point in our lives, we've all come across it or seen it, and that is birthday freebies. Okay, so birthday freebies are a little bit different because some of them require that you go in literally on your birthday to get the freebie. Now, most people know this because of restaurant chains or, you know, maybe different subscription clubs that they're part of give them some kind of benefit for coming in on their birthday. And like I said, most of them are food related. So for instance, almost anywhere that you go on your birthday, if you say that it's your birthday to them, they will give you a free dessert. That is just kind of like a standard across the board for almost every restaurant. All right. Now, not everywhere does that, but the majority of places I've ever been have done it. And in addition to that, if you go to places like IHOP, Denny's, you know, they give you free meals. I think Denny's is like a free Grand Slam. IHOP is a free meal of whatever kind you want. Famous Dave's does another one. And these are all places that are practically everywhere. Firehouse Sub will give you like a medium sub. Red Robin gives you a free burger. I think Grimaldi's will give you a free pizza if you have Grimaldi's nearby. And lastly, I think the one that I know out of the list of ones that I know, Benihana gives you like a $30 gift card or a voucher. Now, the thing is that for Benihana, that doesn't really help that much because I think it's off of like a $100 bill at the end. So, I mean, I guess that kind of saves you like 30%. It's like a 30% off coupon, but it's not really that fantastic. Now, with the birthday freebies, there are lists upon lists upon lists that you can find online that'll tell you what the different birthday freebies are and like what you can sign up for and what you can get. But really it just comes down to like what you want to do. You know, obviously some of them are going to be like your birthday that you have to go in. Some of them are within the week of your birthday, and some of them are like within the month of your birthday. Red Robin gives you the entire month to redeem your free burger. You do have to be a Red Robin royalty member to get it, but it's a free burger. Now, yeah, okay, that's like a free $10, basically. It's a free hamburger. It's not, like, amazing, I guess. But you know what? When was the last time any company gave you something for $10 for your birthday? I mean, for fuck's sake, I've got friends that don't give me shit for my birthday. Not that I need anything for my birthday. Most of the time, I buy stuff that I like. But it's just nice to have the option for it, especially because all it requires is an email in most cases. So that's about all the different freebies that I happen to know about. If you know about any others that I didn't mention, by all means, comment it down below. That way, whoever's watching or listening is going to be able to look it up. And, you know, I'm always interested in finding new freebies out there because when I get free time, I enjoy looking at freebies. If you do have any suggestions for future podcasts, please do go ahead and comment or direct message me. Please do subscribe, like, and share. It helps a tremendous amount, guys. Thank you so much again for joining us. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.